Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
I don't know how to put this.
Where all the animals flock for information.
I'm kind of a big deal.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
I got a fever.
Now a man who really does talk to the animals.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Even if they have no idea what he is saying.
I gotta have more cowbell.
100% natural nutrition for your brain. Results may vary.
Say hello to my new friend.
Here's Steve Dale.
So the Blackhawks lose 7-2. And did you see the football game? It was a fight that broke out on the sidelines among the coaches. I'm talking about, what was it, the Illinois game that happened? I mean, something isn't right with the world. And now I look outside. It isn't just raining out a little bit. It's raining like crazy, as they might say, cats and dogs. So when you go out for your morning walk, the good news is it's really warm outside. The bad news is you may well need that umbrella. We will keep you posted with any changes in the weather throughout the morning here on WGN. This is Steve Dale's Pet World. Good morning to you. I got a call during the week. Actually, it was early in the week, and it wasn't a phone call. I wasn't quite right about that. I happen to see it where you see everything now, Facebook, where else, about a dog named Willow. Now, unfortunately, here's the reality. I'm going to be talking about this afternoon, actually, after 2:30 with Bill Mahler. The reality is that right here, right now, I'm downtown in Chicago, WGN Allstate Showcase Studio, beautiful location. Just across the street, there are condominiums. And if the folks are still sleeping there, odds are their dogs, their cats, may well be sleeping in bed with the people. And the big decision this coming month will be what outfit to buy the dog for that holiday picture with Santa. Well, just a mile or two away in any direction, there are dogs that are actually like this dog named Willow. Maybe starving to death, like Willow, abused in some way. So while we have a nation filled with people who spoil their dogs, their cats, are members of the family, we also live in a nation still where there is far too much and a surprising amount of animal abuse. Willow's story is incredible. And Willow not only is about Willow, that one dog, but stands for other dogs. You can check it out in detail if you want to see what I'm talking about on my blog, chicagonow.com/Steve Dale. So every once in a while I watch TV. I do listen to WGN radio, of course, but I watch TV. And there I was watching Channel 7 WLS TV. And we've talked about this topic before on the radio. From the I-Team, right here, is Chuck Gowdy, investigative reporter at Channel 7, one of the most well-known investigative reporters in the nation for good reason. Chuck, I was told to ask you this question. People email me. You know, I promote the fact that you're going to be on. The radio station promotes it. We've never talked before, I don't believe. And I had two people say, ask Chuck how long he's been on television. So I'm going to start out with asking you what people want to know. How long have you been on Channel 7?
Well, those were either people with good memories or gawkers, one of the two who wanted to know the answer to that. I have been on television in Chicago for 33 and a half years, but I actually started working on television when I was 12 years old. So I'll let somebody else do the math.
12 years old? Was this, say, what kind of TV station was this? I mean, you could have done an investigative report on them hiring minors, I suppose.
Absolutely. I grew up outside Detroit and worked on a kids' television show when I was 12 doing magic tricks.
Well, our telephone number, no magic trick here, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And as I mentioned, I was watching you on Channel 7, and the investigative reports you've done over the years have been enlightening. This one wasn't news to me, and unfortunately, it's not news to many dog owners. I'll let you talk about what the story was about.
Well, I've been a dog owner for most of my life, and it was news to me. So I figured that if I hadn't heard about it, there were a good number of people who hadn't as well. And it quite simply is that there are people out there who are being forced to make a choice between their dogs or insuring their homes, because insurance companies have now blacklisted some breeds and forced people to say, I'm either going to insure my home, I'm going to pay extremely higher rates, or I'm going to have to get rid of my dog. because some insurance companies have decided that they are going to essentially discriminate against the owners of certain kinds of dog breeds.
And I want to know if this has happened to you. So our telephone number is 312-981-7200, or you can text 24720. And even before you came on the radio, I did begin to get the emails and the texts from people this has happened to. So if you have a dog, there are two things, Chuck. And then when we take a break, which we need to do in a moment, we'll come back and talk about these. First off, if the insurance company says your dog is a fill in the blank, for sure, a pit bull type dog, but lots and lots of other breeds, and those breeds vary depending on the company. In fact, I don't want to take a break yet because I want to talk about this. So if, and this is the thing about the insurance companies, they're regulated state to state. So insurance company X could say in Illinois, if you have a pit bull type dog, a Rottweiler, an Akita, and list all sorts of breeds, then you cannot be insured by us. Or we will insure you, but you have to pay twice as much. But in another state, just maybe miles away, they will say, okay, you could have an Akita, but you can't have a Doberman. But that same insurance company, only miles away, in that other state, the list of breeds are different. To me, this makes no sense, and it's not supposed to be how insurance works. It's supposed to be all, you know, with our auto insurance, it really doesn't matter. The statistics are the statistics, and how do they know that an Akita is, and if you talk to them about it, and I don't know what they told you, I want your response to all this, and I'm throwing a lot at you, I'm sorry, but there, we don't know how many dog bites there are, really, in America, because a certain percent, a good percent, are not reported. They happen within a household, and unless someone gets hurt, why report your own dog? So people don't. Secondly, breed is not identified often, most often, when there's a dog bite. And when there is identification of the breed, we know through data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the American Veterinary Medical Association, and Humane Society of the United States, with a report that was done, I don't know, eight years ago, maybe at this point, that the breed is often misidentified anyway. And what's important really isn't the breed, but the circumstances that cause a dog to bite. Now, I threw a ton at you, and you know what? We do have to break. Oh, no! Sorry! But and we have some phone calls. So we were talking about homeowners insurance that we have, and how some companies are, if you have a certain breed of dog, they're dropping you altogether or charging you more. I asked you some questions in relation to that, and in essence, those questions all refer to this. How the heck can they do it?
Well, the insurance industry claims that it's like a burning building, that you're not going to insure a burning building. And so they are equating certain kinds of dog breeds to an insurance company looking at a potential client's building on fire and determining that they're not going to insure it. They have thrown some statistics out. You've indicated, and I think it's accurate, that there's not much way to verify those. But what they're claiming is that dog bites account for more than a third of all liability claims paid in the last year by homeowners, and that it costs insurance companies a fortune. And so that's why they have essentially redlined certain breeds of dogs either out of their policies altogether, or they've targeted them for much higher premiums.
Did you ask this question, and that is about rewarding homeowners? So there are certain things people can do. If you don't smoke, you then, I think, for many insurance companies that insure drivers, you pay less of a premium because you're less likely to get into an accident. So what if you took a dog training class? What if you passed your canine American Kennel Club canine good citizens test? Did you bring any of this up? And I'm, you know, I apologize if I'm putting you in the place of answering for the insurance company. I just want to have a conversation because I know you don't necessarily agree with them.
Well, you know, our point in all this was to try to point out to consumers and specifically to dog owners that they need to be aware of this, and a lot of them aren't. And they need to ask their insurance company, you know, do you cover dogs? Do you redline certain breeds out? And when they're purchasing insurance, they need to ask these questions. That really is the time to do it so that they don't run into a problem at some point down the road where they have to make a choice between the current policy or the current insurance company that they have and, you know, and their beloved pet. So that really was our aim in this. What we did speak to the insurance companies about and the Insurance Information Institute is, you know, how they make these determinations and whether or not it's fair. And from their vantage point, it's almost like a consumer having a home security system. You get a discount for that. If you have a certain kind of a dog that, at least according to the insurance companies, doesn't pose a bite risk, then you get a break by not paying higher rates or by keeping your insurance. That's the essence of what the insurance companies are claiming here.
Well, of course, that makes little sense to me because insurance companies are supposed to go by data and fact, end of story. But I have a text here, several texts, but one of them says this. Steve, ask Chuck about my pit bull dog. My veterinarian says that I have a Labrador mix. Am I in trouble? I don't think so.
Well, that clearly is one of the big issues here is, you know, much like people in the United States that, you know, in the year 2013 is a melting pot, it's virtually impossible to divvy up these dog breeds 100%. It's far more difficult with a dog, I think it is, than with a person even.
Oh, yeah, I think so, and it's just a matter of subjectivity. But let's say the dog looks like, here's another thing, and this is the problem also with breed bans that communities impose. If the dog looks like a pit bull type dog, it's probably this. I mean, and we know this now through doing genetic tests, that if you genetically test this dog, the parents were mixes, those parents were mixes, those parents were mixes. They have a phenotype, or a fancy way of saying a general look, that's something that we would call or describe as a pit bull type breed. And if you go back six or seven or eight generations, maybe, maybe not, but maybe there was a pit bull type dog there. But that does that really have anything to do with the temperament of the dog? Maybe it's the type of people that generally have a certain type of dog that is the problem. But I don't even know that that's necessarily the case.
Well, we talked to a number of people in our report who were included on the air and some who weren't. And, you know, the mantra of this seemed to me to be one that made sense, and that is that you should look at the bite, not the breed. And it's more work, certainly, to look at the specific history of a dog in a family, whether there have been issues with it or not, rather than just lumping all dogs into, you know, these so-called bully breeds, bad breeds, dogs that are more of a threat than others. I mean, I don't think you can do that any more than you can with people.
Well, I agree with you. And anytime you do a follow-up report on this, by the way, I would love to be a part of it because as I'm expressing on the air, I have strong feelings about this. I mean, this is wrong. And some states have tried to legislate where insurance companies simply cannot do this. However, the insurance companies have a strong lobby, and there has been mixed success at that at best. Washington State tried to do this a couple of years ago and failed. I'd like to see Illinois try to do this. I've talked briefly with Governor Quinn about it, and he agrees with me. But as I say, the insurance companies, that's a tough fight to fight. Chuck, what kind of dogs do you have?
You know, we unfortunately lost our dog a couple of years ago.
Oh.
We had a beautiful kind of a red-toned yellow lab, Wishbone, who was with our family as our kids were growing up, and
yeah.
Was just a terrific dog. And, you know, we never faced this issue, but never asked. And had we asked, you know, we might have been with an insurance carrier at the time that for whatever reason would have, you know, tried to exit out of the deal.
Yeah, and sometimes what happens is, I mean, there's no preparing for this. So you have an insurance company that you've had for 5 years. You have a dog you've had for, say, 7 years. That dog's never been, as you allude to, a problem. But then the insurance company comes along, sends you a letter out of the blue and says, you know what, if you have, and then they rattle off all these breeds, or the insurance salesperson comes out and tries to identify your breed, well, that is not, that person may well be a great salesperson, but they're not an expert on dog breeds. And in either which case, no matter how you slice it, I think it's dramatically unfair. Chuck Gowdy from Channel 7's I-Team, you have been informing Chicago and the Chicago area for, as you point out, I won't get into trouble, I made you do it, for decades, and I'm grateful for all the work you've done. We're lucky to have you here.
That's nice of you. Thanks so much, and I appreciate you inviting me on this morning.
Thank you very much for getting up way early with us. Thank you, Chuck.
Okay, Steve. Take care.